Philosophy emerged as humanity's response to our most profound anxiety, death. When the 1755 Lisbon earthquake killed thousands, it shattered more than buildings. It cracked the foundations of Enlightenment optimism. How could a benevolent God allow such suffering? This catastrophe forced philosophers to confront our most fundamental questions. Why are we here? How should we live? What happens when we die? Unlike religion, which offers salvation through faith in something beyond ourselves, philosophy proposes to save us through our own reasoning faculties. The ancient philosophers were remarkably direct about this purpose. Epicurus defined philosophy as medicine for the soul, aimed at showing that death is not to be feared. Epictetus reduced all philosophical questions to addressing death anxiety. Why this obsession with mortality? Because fear of death prevents us from living fully in the present moment. Philosophy operates through three distinct dimensions that together form a comprehensive approach to understanding our existence. The theoretical dimension attempts to comprehend our world. Is it hostile or friendly, ordered or chaotic? The ethical dimension addresses how we should coexist with others, establishing principles for dignified and fair social interactions. The third dimension concerns salvation or wisdom, the ultimate purpose of our efforts to understand the world and live ethically. What distinguishes philosophy from religion is its approach to these questions. Philosophy presents itself as an art of answers that each person must judge for themselves without appealing to external authority. There are no sacred texts or infallible prophets in philosophy, only arguments that must stand or fall on their own merits. Around the 6th century BCE, an intellectual revolution occurred in Greece, what historians call the Greek Miracle. Before this breakthrough, religion substituted philosophical inquiry across civilizations, with salvation sought through gods rather than reason. The partially democratic Greek city-states fostered unprecedented freedom of thought and public debate, creating space to question traditional beliefs. The Stoics viewed the world as a living being, where each element functions perfectly within the whole. This divine cosmic order wasn't created by a personal god, but was inherent in nature itself. Through physics and astronomy, they observed a rational structure, logos, that makes the universe well-made. Human virtue consists in aligning ourselves with this natural order. The Cynics, who influenced the Stoics, demonstrated this through shocking public acts to teach students to disregard others' opinions and align with cosmic reality. Stoic philosophy offered salvation through our own reason. Facing mortality, humans traditionally sought two strategies, procreation and performing heroic deeds worthy of historical record. Philosophy provides a third way, understanding that death isn't annihilation but transformation within the cosmic order. As Epictetus writes, all these changes are from a preceding state into a new and different one, not destruction, but an ordered management of things. Stoic wisdom primarily concerns our relationship with time. Marcus Aurelius advises we leave all the past behind, commit the future to providence, and direct the present alone towards piety and justice. Contrary to popular belief, Stoicism views hope as misfortune, an absence creating tension in our lives. We chase distant objectives while forgetting that only the present is real. Like Buddhism, Stoicism advocates non-attachment toward worldly things, recognizing that everything changes, and failing to understand this creates suffering. Christianity triumphed over Greek philosophy by offering personal immortality and reunion with loved ones, while Stoicism merely promised an impersonal merging with the cosmos. The key transformation was in the concept of logos, no longer an impersonal cosmic structure, but incarnate in Jesus Christ as an individual. Christianity introduced three revolutionary moral concepts: human equality and dignity, prioritization of conscience over external law, and a universal concept of humanity based on equal dignity rather than natural hierarchies. Most importantly, Christianity proposed that love could overcome death through bodily resurrection, allowing love to transcend mortality. Modern philosophy emerged when scientific revolution collapsed both ancient cosmology and religious authority in Europe. Beginning with Copernicus and continuing through Galileo, Descartes, and Newton, this revolution replaced the enclosed, harmonious cosmos with an infinite, chaotic universe lacking inherent meaning. Humanity found itself alone, without the support of either cosmos or God. This transition from closed world to infinite space was propelled by technological advances like the telescope. With the universe appearing chaotic rather than ordered, knowledge became active construction, humans imposing order on chaos. Science transformed from passive observation to active work, creating laws to give meaning to a disenchanted universe. Nietzsche represents postmodernity's zenith, attacking modernity's idols with unparalleled genius. Though modern humanism weakened religious authority, it remained trapped in religious structures by believing certain values transcended life. Nietzsche recognized this as fundamentally theological, requiring the same critique modernity had applied to religion. His most profound insight is that no perspective exists outside life itself. No privileged viewpoint can abstract itself from reality's constituting forces. All judgments express vital energies rather than autonomous entities. As he declared, there are no facts, only interpretations. For him, reality is a monster of energy without beginning or end, a chaotic multiplicity of forces. Though labeled the immoralist, Nietzsche's ethical vision involves harmonizing opposing forces rather than eliminating reactive ones. The good life is the most intensely lived because it's the most harmonious, his grand style. The will to power represents not domination, but the will to intensity of experience, avoiding internal divisions that diminish life. Contemporary philosophy must decide, continue down deconstruction's path or forge a new direction. One path extends Nietzsche's project through Marx and Freud, the philosophers of suspicion. Yet this endless trial of humanist idols risks paradoxically sanctifying reality as it is. The alternative is rethinking Enlightenment concepts post-deconstruction. Contemporary post-Nietzschean humanism rehabilitates transcendence with new meaning. This transcendence within immanence is illustrated by Husserl's cube demonstration. We never see more than three sides simultaneously, though we know six exist, revealing that visibility rests on invisibility, presence supposes absence, and immanence implies hidden transcendence. What makes us human is our ability to enlarge our horizons, to see the world through others' eyes. This enlarged thought takes us beyond our origins without reaching abstract universality, creating beings who embrace both roots and the wider world. Between the particular and universal lies the wisdom of love, learning to cherish what we will lose, living fully in the present while acknowledging impermanence. This transcendence appears in four value domains: truth, beauty, justice, and love. I cannot invent mathematical truths, the beauty of art, moral imperatives, or choose to fall in love. These values impose themselves from elsewhere, yet are experienced within. Love exemplifies this. I fall thrall to someone exterior, transcendence, yet experience this intimately within, immanence. When haunted by mortality, we retreat into nostalgia or anxiety. Philosophy teaches us to embrace the present, recognizing we enter a social world that precedes and shapes us. As Seneca notes, while we wait for life, life passes. The achievement of humanism, freed from metaphysical illusions, is a philosophy teaching not just how to think, but how to live, finding meaning through reason, ethical relationships, and experiencing transcendence within everyday life.